town radio station, Keene's news station, WKBK on AM 1290 and FM 104.1. I'm Dan Mitchell, and we, during our open mic program, have been taking your phone calls and giving you what we know about a circumstance that occurred about 5 o'clock this morning. Starting at the top, with information from Bill Gurney, the superintendent of schools, SAU 29, as well as Chief Ken Mayola, police chief here in the city of Keene. Here's what we know. A call was made to the Keene Police Department, and they responded to a domestic disturbance, for lack of a better way to describe the situation, out in the Century Apartments off Park Avenue here in West Keene. A distraught white male, age 21, left the building. Believed to have been carrying with him a firearm known as either a rifle or a shotgun, as it was described to us, not known whether or not there was ammunition to go along with that firearm, walked away from the building at approximately 5 o'clock this morning. His description is as follows: a 21-year-old white male, slim, 5 feet 7 inches tall, black T-shirt with a brown long sleeve shirt underneath the black T-shirt, wearing blue jeans, walked into the woods off of Park Avenue in Keene, a fairly wooded area once you get behind the neighborhoods that line Park Avenue. Cruisers had responded here to 69 Stanhope Avenue, a good example of a lot of these neighborhood streets that don't go too far back into Tenant Swamp. There are helicopters flying overhead from the state police. The canine units have been brought in to try to search for this individual. We have not been told that he is dangerous. We've only been told that he was distraught following this domestic disturbance. The Keene schools decided that they would have school today, and the students at the Keene Middle School, Keene High School, Jonathan Daniels School, and Simon School are all under lockdown, including conditions that do not have the students moving classroom to classroom but staying in one particular room. There are police at all four of those schools. Somebody had asked about the YMCA, and one of our folks here just got off the phone with them. They already have strong security measures in place for people getting in and out of the building, particularly in the area where the Keene daycare, or the daycare for the kids at the new Keene Family YMCA in West Keene, are concerned. So they are under advisement. They are being cautionary when it comes to the safety of the people out at the Y, but it is not closed and it is not under a lockdown. One school in particular, the Trinity Christian School, had announced earlier this morning that they would have a two-hour delay. I just heard from a parent of one of the students, and they were told to keep their student home, that they wouldn't open today. I haven't had that confirmed yet, though, from a member of the school district. Keene Police Chief Ken Mayola says that all available people are looking for the suspect. We've also learned that there are police support coming in from outside of the immediate Keene area, including from one caller who said 11 cruisers passed him heading into town from Route 9 from the Concord area. That was up in Stoddard, Sullivan area this morning. People are being advised to stay away from the area and to take the usual precautions. But again, they're searching for a 21-year-old white male, slim, 5 feet 7 inches tall. And we haven't been told or had any great description as to just how dangerous this person might be, other than the fact that they are distraught, emotional, and carrying a firearm. It is 9:48. This is WKBK, and you're next on the air. Good morning.
Good morning, Dan. It's Ian calling here from freeking.com. So let me see if I've got this straight. We're in New Hampshire, where guns are relatively unregulated. It's pretty easy to carry one around. Domestic incidents happen all the time. In fact, once upon a time, kids were able to bring guns to their school. So really, it's a sign of the times, isn't it, that people are just constantly fear-mongering, especially the police, fear-mongering and overreacting. And
no,
remember the bomb scare down?
No. I'm a parent. I've got two kids right up the school at the school. And I'm concerned.
But there haven't been any specific threats. I mean, the police aren't saying...
Are there any specific threats? And not to overuse the example too much, but in Arizona, when Gabby Gifford was going to go talk to some folks in front of a grocery store, how many people that morning before their spouse went to hear their congressman speak said, "Oh, and don't forget, be very careful, you could get shot at that event today." Everyone or one? I'm guessing zero.
Well, right. When a crazy person wants to go and hurt someone, there's usually not much notice about it.
And in this case, is there notice that a distraught person, emotionally distraught, as described to us by the person at the scene as well as the police department, that they carried because correct me if I'm wrong, where it might be usual in October to see some men on the side of the road with firearms walking into the woods, when it's 18 degrees out and a person leaves in a distraught condition with a rifle or a shotgun and nothing more than his shirt sleeves and walks out into the woods in the middle of the night. Reason to be concerned? Reason to be concerned a little different than going to the grocery store and catching a congresswoman's speech? A little different than grabbing your dog and taking him to the dog groomers during the course of the day? A little bit of different circumstance, don't you think?
No, it's fear-mongering.
You don't think there's any reason at all to be concerned?
You know,
any reason at all to be concerned?
Ian,
your credibility right now, I mean, it's a yes or no question. You don't think there's any, not even a modicum of reason to be concerned?
You're the one raising your voice. You're the one shouting.
Is there? 357-1290, you're on WKBK. Good morning.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I live out here, Century Apartments, and it's being overplayed. I know this kid because I live right beside him. He's not a danger to anybody.
Have you seen him since early this morning?
No. No, I haven't seen him. But I've seen him with his little kid. He has a little kid. And he takes wicked good care of that kid. He's always bundled up in this weather and everything. He's not a danger to anybody. Maybe to his wife. I don't know.
But, well, what about to himself? I think that was the original concern.
No, I don't think he's a danger to himself either.
Why would a person walk out in the middle of the night in their shirt sleeves with a gun?
I don't know. Just,
did you hear anything,
sat,
sir?
He's just that mad or what? But I think it's way overplayed.
What did you...
coming from Concord? Oh, come on.
What did you hear this morning? Did you hear anything?
No, I've seen all the cops here.
All right. Yeah. At what time did you start seeing the response?
5 o'clock.
So it was right around 5 o'clock?
Yep.
Were you already awake or were you...
I was up, yeah. I always get about that time. Yeah, I was up. There was 6 cruisers out here. Yeah.
How long before you were able to find out what was happening in your neighborhood from people that you were able to go out and talk to?
About 7:30, I talked to the maintenance man here. And he knew who it was and everything. And he told me the situation.
Were you not concerned before 7:30, since 2.5 hours had passed?
Not a bit.
No? Okay.
Paranoid. I'm not paranoid like the rest of the people.
Yeah.
Are there
people in the apartment complex out there that are concerned and worried?
Well, some of the older people, they always, I'm 72 and I'm not concerned.
Yeah.
I don't worry about it. No, because the kid, he's having problems with his wife, I guess, and that's about it.
Yeah.
But he's not going to hurt anybody. He takes too good care of his kid to hurt any other kid.
Mm. Well, let's hope you're right. Let's hope that your assessment's right from a person who knows him.
Yep.
All right. We appreciate the phone call. Thanks an awful lot, sir.
Okay.
Somebody who lives out at Century Apartments knows the individual that we're talking about. We've said this several times, say, about better to be safe than sorry. And whether you're an elderly person who lives in the immediate area, you're a parent who has a young child that goes to, say, Simon School or maybe Jonathan Daniels School or had concerns about the Trinity Christian School, even parents of older students. We heard from one woman this morning, obviously very upset and her daughter's at least 16, 17 years and of age and had concerns about going to the high school this morning. If it's a situation where nothing is said and nothing is done and then something tragic happens, then there's a lot of second-guessing and Monday morning quarterbacking going on. If at the very least they find this person and he says, geez, sorry for all the trouble, I was upset and I didn't mean to put people to worry, then that's fine. At the end of the day, everybody's okay or everybody's fine. And that everybody's safe. And that's the greatest amount of concern. Middle of August, kids aren't at school, less of an issue. Maybe this is less of a problem. But the fact is, we're talking about a densely populated area alongside a very heavily wooded area and a particular area where there happen to be 4 schools. And that's why there's all this concern this morning. It's 9:54. You're listening to AM 1290 and FM 104.1 WKBK, where you get your news and your information first. We can save the politicking on the situation till tomorrow. KBK, you're on the air. Good morning.
I can understand people being upset. If he left the house in a T-shirt and freezing cold with a gun and right on the heels of the shooting in Walpole, I can understand it.
And I think that's a pretty good explanation, too, because of the sensitivity to the situation, which in many ways is very, very different, obviously, what happened at the Walpole School on Friday to what we're talking about here, with the exception of each parent at least pausing at some point, whether it was Friday afternoon, Friday evening, sometime over the weekend, that listened to the stories, read the stories, heard the information, talked to people who live in that area, who are involved with their own kids or grandkids, and even those that might have been witness to what happened there, pause and think about their own children and their own mortality and how this impacts not just one family, but many families, not just one town, but a whole community. Absolutely, that plays into this particular situation too, because people take the time to think, what if? Or how come? Why? And why not? Does that add to this moment? Yeah, I think it does. Will things turn out all right? I think they will. Probably sooner rather than later. But to do nothing and have something go wrong, as opposed to do everything, and to do everything within our power to protect our families and our friends and our community. Very seldom do you hear people, most people, fault that decision. But boy, when decisions aren't made the right way, when protocols are not followed, and then something goes wrong, oh my goodness. 956-357-1290. We are going to go to our regularly scheduled program coming up at 10 o'clock. We will keep you updated throughout the course of the morning about the situation as new information comes in. We do appreciate all the comments and phone calls to the program this morning on our open mic show. 357-1290. We have a couple minutes left. KBK, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi there.
I just wanted to make one comment about the situation here.
Go ahead, ma'am. Don't listen to your radio. Just listen to the phone.
Okay. It seems to me that so many people who have been found guilty of doing things by the police all over the country have always had high regard from their neighbors. And the neighbors say, oh, my goodness, I didn't think he was going to do that because he's such a quiet man, such a good man. So I think you're perfectly correct, and the police here need to be commended because we do need to take precautions. So,
I appreciate your phone call, ma'am.
Yes.
That's a pretty good observation. Not every time, but far too many times, when people are interviewed after something has gone terribly wrong, the person is always described as being a good person, a kind person, a quiet person, a good parent, and then the sentence is completed. Ma'am, very good observation. I appreciate it. It's all about safety and about being prepared and better safe than sorry. One last call. KBK, you're on our open mic show. Good morning.
Good morning, Dan. You know, yes, the guy may be a nice guy, but Dan, you and I know who knows what happens when your mind snaps.
And I think that's the main worry, the main concern here. Appreciate your phone call, ma'am. Thanks an awful lot. Stay tuned. Our next news update on the way in just about 6 minutes. CBS News at the top of the hour, local, state, and regional news will follow, and we will keep you updated throughout the course of the day. For those of you who are on the go or outside the listening area, too, you can tune to or go to our internet sites at WKBKRadio.com. And for those who follow us on Facebook, we'll keep those updated as a way to service you with information as well. WKBK News time, 9:58. CBS News on the way next. Stay tuned. Next update in just a few minutes, WKBK Keene.